might as well be praying.
Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Israeli warplanes striking targets across Gaza, including areas where civilians had been told to take refuge. The Israelis being urged by some to hold off any invasion.
A U.S. official telling ABC News the Biden administration is now asking Israel to delay its ground invasion to allow more humanitarian aid to get in and the remaining 222 hostages out.
ABC chief investigative correspondent Ian Pannell along the Gaza border. More U.S. military power. The USS Eisenhower strike group now heading to the region.
That is a major change and a troubling sign. The Secretary of Defense telling ABC there is a prospect of a significant escalation of attacks on our troops and our people throughout the region. And because of that, we're going to do what's necessary to make sure that our troops are in a good position, protected, and that we have the ability to respond.
ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. This is ABC News. Police are still trying to find the main suspect in the murder of a Maryland judge.
Authorities warn Pedro Argote, considered armed and dangerous, gunned down Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson outside of his home just hours after the judge awarded Argote's ex-wife full custody of their children. A $10,000 reward now offered for his capture.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. Five people, all sent to the hospital in Florida, all hurt by the same fountain.
The Harborside Place Retail and Resort Complex features a large splash pad, essentially a series of fountains illuminated from below. On Sunday, 911 was called when a child appeared to be drowning. Others who ran in to help were getting electric shocks.
When we arrived on scene, Jupiter Police Department and civilians were treating patients when we got here, so they got here very quick.
Palm Beach County Fire Captain Tom Reyes says five people were hospitalized, three of them children who were in cardiac arrest. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 50 today. Under cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 43. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range. A high of 50 today. Lows level off around 43 tonight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 42.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the phone. Don't
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Stops at the fence.
a little different around here at 98Q Country at 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hope you're well on this Monday. A bit cloudy out there. We're hoping for some sunshine today, but temperature is pretty good. 50s, mid-upper 50s. Big community event. We talked about this last week with Kyle Cronin, our district administrator. But your chance to be involved in the Shawamigan School, whether you have kids in it or maybe you just have an interest, you can show up on the 26th, Thursday, and they're having a community conversation for a brighter future, talking about the future of our Shawamigan schools. Now, if you're coming, if you know you're going to come on Thursday, and there's another one on Monday too, just let them know so they have, make sure they have enough space for everybody. 762-2474, call the school. And tell them that you're going to be coming to the event on Thursday and again on Monday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the South Campus cafeterias. They'll be talking about, they'll have student presentations there. They'll have snacks, child care too. So if you got young ones, they will have child care available if you want to be a part of that. So don't let that deter you. The Packers will be back in action this weekend. The season is kind of, so far going kind of the way I think realistically everybody thought the youngest team in the NFL would have a few issues here and there, and they're having a few issues, but they are competitive. They were right there again yesterday, and they will take on the Vikings this weekend, and that is a home game at Lambeau Field at high noon on Sunday. Now, the Vikings play tonight. They take on San Francisco tonight. San Francisco, a pretty good team, although they lost last week. So the Vikings, I would, if the Vikings don't turn the ball over tonight, they have a good shot of winning that game. San Francisco's a good team, but the Vikings are pretty good too if they don't turn the ball over. They've turned the ball over a crazy number of times their first five, six games of the year. So the Packers have a couple home games coming up now. They got the Vikings coming in and they got the Rams coming in. Noon games for the next couple of Sundays, back to a normal schedule for you. We're kicking off the Bucs season. First time ever that 98Q, the 100,000-watt flamethrower, has had the Bucs on. And we got it for you. 6 o'clock will be our pregame coverage Thursday night, the season opener for the Bucs right here on 98Q.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store. Like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meats, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
Stuck in that endless loop of deciding what to watch next?
I want to be free.
With Pluto TV, you can dive into over 250 channels dedicated to every genre in entertainment, from crime to action, drama, comedy, reality, and everything in between. Pluto TV is TV the way it should be.
I want to be free.
It's easy and it's free. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start watching now. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
Everywhere but on.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Some of the news headlines, if you weren't paying attention this weekend, here's some of the things that happened over the weekend. Officials are looking for more evidence involved in the deadly stabbing of the Detroit synagogue president, Samantha Wolf. That happened last week. A vessel from China collided with a vessel from the Philippines on the South China Sea over the weekend. It's a big sea. You think they could probably avoid each other? Both countries are accusing the other country of instigating the collision, of course. Just what we do, right? You did it. No, you did it. An employee at Michigan State University was placed on paid leave after a photo. Did you see this? A photo of Adolf Hitler was displayed on the screen in the football stadium. What they did is, before the game begins, on the football screen, they do trivia. All kinds of trivia to keep people entertained and stuff like that. Well, it's a third party they brought in to do the trivia. And apparently one of the trivia questions involved Adolf Hitler. So there was a picture of Adolf Hitler on the screen. And people weren't happy about that. So that's what happened. Alex Jones, the right-wing conspiracy theorist who claims that Sandy Hook mass shooting was a hoax, has now been ordered to pay $1 billion to the families affected by the lies. He not only just like says it to friends and family, he had a broadcast and stuff like that too, apparently. 20-year-old gymnast Kara Eaker announced that she will be retiring from the University of Utah women's gymnastics program. She cited verbal and emotional abuse from coaches and a lack of support. And Hurricane Norma made landfall in Mexico before being downgraded to a tropical storm. Hurricane Tammy caused minor... Some of you having flashbacks to high school. Oh, I knew a girl named... Careful, Joel. Hurricane Tammy caused minor damages to the island of Barbuda. Barbuda? B-A-R-B-U-D-A. Before leaving the Caribbean island. You live in that territory, you're going to get the hurricanes. It's just how it works. We'll have more update, of course, at high noon, courtesy of ABC News.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRIP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRIP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 50. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 60. Mid-50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range. High of 50 this afternoon. Lows level off around 43 tonight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 43.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98 Q Country.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Sing you my love songs and you tell me about
till the sun moves. Strange words come on out of the dumb man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures in passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do. Whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
New music, Zach Bryan and Casey Musgrave with I Remember Everything at 98Q at 9:53. Get your little Packer info, as painful as it is, and just a little bit here with our Title Town report. Big ribbon event. Pink ribbon. Oh, it might be a big ribbon, but it's a pink ribbon event. It is going on this Thursday at the Phillips First Presbyterian Church. That's right on Avon Avenue in Phillips. Thursday, they're going to do a catered dinner at 6, a presentation at 7. It's very inexpensive. What did I see? Like $12 or something like that. So if you want to be a part of this, please give them a call. It's too late to mail anything in. 339-2415. The Hat Lady is going to be there. It's going to be a fun night. Pink ribbon event, First Presbyterian Church in Phillips, Thursday, with a catered dinner at 6, presentation at 7, door prizes. And again, I'm missing the number here, but I think it's like $12. It's very inexpensive. Call 339-2415. If you want to sign up for that big Halloween party at the Wisconsin Concrete Park is going on this Saturday. All kinds of Halloween events, of course. You got Trunk or Treat in Park Falls and all kinds of stuff. Pretty much all the towns do their trick-or-treating here on Halloween Day, though. On Halloween Day, which is on a Tuesday this year. Also want to mention that the Zion Lutheran Church, their annual harvest dinner and raffle with a hearty bison stew and homemade breads and pies. That's going on Saturday at the Brentwood Community Center, located right on Highway 8 in Brentwood. So you might want to consider taking that in. I hope your Monday's good. We're hoping for a little sunshine here today, but it's not looking very good right now. Temperatures are very acceptable, though. A little light rain still falling around the area. I hope your day is fabulous. You'll be cheering for some team tonight. The Vikings are playing. I know who you're cheering for. Don't you, the Vikings and 49ers. It should be a good game. If the Vikings don't turn the ball over, I think this will be a highly competitive game, Vikings and 49ers for Monday Night Football tonight. Again, I hope your Monday is fabulous. We got a big week ahead of us. We're going to be talking with the cross-country athletes on Thursday. Coach's show tomorrow. We're going to talk with Coach Morgan. We're going to talk with Coach Precor, wrapping up the football seasons. We're going to talk with Phillips Athletic Director Mike Agerbrick, about the Phillips sports teams. They've had a great fall season and continues, and we're going to have our cross-country athletes in here on Saturday morning, Thursday morning? Thursday morning cross-country athletes between 8:30 and 10. We'll see you tomorrow. John St. John is making his way in next.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your health care into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's TELADOC health.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Today, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers were coming off a bye but couldn't take advantage of the extra time off, dropping their third straight, 19-17, to the Denver Broncos in Denver. Once again, the Packers did nothing in the first half, scoring all 17 of their points in the second half. They actually took the lead before the Broncos got a 52-yard field goal to win it. How frustrated are the Packers? Quarterback Jordan Love.
It's ups and downs, but I think everyone's very frustrated. You know, we got to find a way to win these games. We've been put in this position multiple times. Where it comes down to the offense, you know, have to go win the game, and we have not capitalized on that. So we got to find a way that, you know, just that margin for error. And I think the situation is going to keep being there until we find a way to capitalize and go win.
I'll have more after this.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Once again, the defense played well enough to win. The offense played well enough to lose. Rasul Douglas asked if he blames the offense.
As much bad as they played the first half, we was up 1 point in the fourth quarter with like 6-7 minutes to go. We got to get off the field, bro. Like, everybody can say what they want to say around here, but we got to get off the field, bro. Like, they played terrible, cool. Gave us a chance.